Can I just talk a little bit about what's going on here in the UK? Because I'm quite close to
Go
events
ahead.
here. Yeah,
Go ahead.
are you recording?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's quite an interesting situation here because on the one hand, Boris Johnson has disappeared into invisibility in quarantine, and yet his popularity is still rising. But it's a classic example of Britain sort of muddling through. I gather that on the one hand, we've completely lost track of the total number of cases. The testing isn't terribly good, and the treatment is disorganized also. And apparently, the death rates are higher than people know because our bureaucracy is so slow. We don't register cases very well. That's the bad side of it. But on the other side of it is that the NHS is apparently getting pretty well organized very fast. And there's now orders for 60,000, that's 60,000 ventilators, which is as many as the US had almost at the start of this thing. So, it's a strange mixture of incredible speed and efficiency on the one hand, and chaos and muddle on the other. I think
And
we're going to.
the
The
quarantine.
quarantine is very slack, at least in Britain. I mean, London, where I am. I mean, I've been wandering around the town, and I've been, well, not around the town, where I am. And you still see quite a lot of people on the streets, quite a lot of cars on the roads. It's getting less, no, visibly less every day. But at the same time, it's absolutely not a clampdown, that and not a policeman or a drone or any of these things anywhere in sight. And the park where I walk my dogs, and I should say I take it very seriously. I take the restrictions extremely seriously. It was full of people, and not everybody by any means was observing social distancing at all. It's very strange because the Russians are going the completely different direction because they had a spike in cases today. They
500 today.
500 today, so that was a spike in cases. Now, we don't quite know what the implications of that are. Because as has been pointed out, this is a 2 week old, I mean, it's people who got infected probably 2 weeks ago. But anyway, I mean, they've now gone into full clampdown mode in Moscow and in St. Petersburg, and apparently in two thirds of Russian regions. So there, the social distancing rules are being enforced almost at Chinese levels now. So it's a strange contrast between Britain and Russia. I mean, Britain has what, 25,000 cases. Russia has around 2,000. That's a much bigger country. And at the same time, we are muddling through, and they're taking a much more systematic approach to it, as they always do. Doesn't surprise me, actually.
Well, the
So,
doctor in charge of the coronavirus in Moscow, Protsenko, also tested positive, and he had contact with Putin
Well, I know
6 days ago. So,
which must be concerning.
CNN, Chris Cuomo also got diagnosed. I just read
I
that
know,
before it
I
came
know that.
online.
I know
He
that. I
also
know that.
sent out a tweet, and he said
I
he's
know that.
also got coronavirus.
I know. I don't think that's surprising. I mean, I gather something like a fifth of the doctors in Britain who've been dealing with patients have now been infected in Britain. So I'm afraid frontline medical staff are very exposed to this thing. So that's always a big concern. I mean, it's obviously a big concern. We'll see what happens. I mean, at the moment, and can I just say something? There's been I find the way in which different leaders are handling this thing is very interesting. So you have Donald Trump, who is this he's visible, he has press conferences, it's all drama, he picks up the phone, he talks to GM, he tweets, he's manically active and very visible. You have Xi Jinping in China, who is the sort of shadow emperor in Zhongnanhai. He's almost invisible. He's pulling the strings from the background, but he's certainly a force, but it's an invisible force, as Chinese emperors tended to be. You have Putin, who runs things from his electronic headquarters, and you see the films, and he gave this extraordinarily systematic instruction to the regional governors. He said, you've got to do this, 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 this. It's all very precise. And then you have Merkel, who's all but disappeared. She's all nowhere to be seen. Even during the European Council, she didn't actually speak during the European Council. It was just an interpreter that spoke for her. But apparently the German bureaucracy is able to function to a high degree without any kind of interference or leadership from her at all. So you have this very different reaction and response from different countries and in different places. And in Italy, everything though is very bad. But, you know, the sort of top leaders are responding in very different ways. And I think in some ways it's reflective of the societies. I think the Americans want to see their president. They need to see their president active and, you know, doing things and crisis managing. The Chinese, as I said, don't expect to see their leader. I remember once reading somewhere that when for the first time Mao Zedong actually spoke and people heard him on television, which was in the 70s, it was a shock because they'd never actually heard his voice. It was that kind. It's that style. Whereas, as I said, in Russia, they do expect the leader to be in charge, but the leader has to be in charge in a completely different way. He's not in direct contact with his people. He works through his officials, but he's visibly working with his officials. So it's different. And I think expectations are different, and the leaders are matching the expectations.
Well, I'll say this, from this small little island in the Mediterranean, China has nothing on us. Putin and Russia has nothing on us. We have taken the quarantine to a whole different level.
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
A whole different level.
I'm sure.
Yesterday they passed new laws.
Yeah.
And laws enforced by the police. You can leave your house once a day after you send an SMS and you get approval. Then you can leave your house.
Yeah.
Once a day, that SMS, and you only have one.
Yeah.
And the police can do random house checks. And they're going around doing random house checks, entering your home and checking to see that you're home, checking to see that you're not having a party or a large gathering. And if you deny them, they have come out and said they can get a warrant within 30 minutes.
Wow. Well, I mean, this is unbelievable.
It is.
It's a British, in Britain, it's unbelievable.
Totalitarian.
No.
Martial law
situation.
It's unbelievable.
What
is this? It's a European Union country. And they're so stupid. When they created this SMS system, they didn't take into account expats, people with different phone numbers, people who don't have an ID, because you have to input your ID when you put when you send the SMS. You have to put your ID and the area code you live in and what reason you're leaving. I'm going to the pharmacy. You put a number and you say, I'm going to the pharmacy or the supermarket. And it doesn't work for people that don't have a Cyprus phone number. So like, if you're British and you're living in Cyprus, where there's a lot of British living in Cyprus, they're stuck at home. They don't know what to do because they can't get SMS permission.
Wow.
It is such a cluster. You know what?
Yeah.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. It sounds very Greek, if I may say so. I mean, it's something that's very terrifying and very impressive and extraordinarily badly thought out. I will say one thing:
badly thought out, and scary because it shows you where things are moving.
Yeah,
and no one's questioning it.
No,
the press, the media, they just go along with it. They don't ask any tough questions.
What I will say, the other thing is that, I mean, apparently there's now food shortages in Italy, which is quite disturbing. And apparently death rates are much higher in Britain and Italy than people are saying, because people are dying in their place, in their homes.
We need to do a video on it. Italy's a very interesting case. It seems like the death rates are a lot higher than normal.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are starting to question why that is. I don't know why.
Nobody knows. I mean, this is it.
And there are going to be riots soon because the government is completely mismanaging everything.
Well, I know.
The virus has exposed a lot of things, good and bad.
Yeah.
It's exposed a lot of things, good and bad. We're moving to a surveillance state. We're seeing countries that supposedly are all about, you know, human rights and freedom and values, and we're part of the EU and all this stuff, becoming completely totalitarian. Completely totalitarian. We're seeing incompetence on a managerial level, and we're seeing health systems completely exposed and broken down. We pay so much money, both in Greece and in Cyprus, so much money over the years to the health system and the social insurances and all that stuff. Where does that money go? Where did it go? It was all stolen. It was all pocketed. That's what they don't want exposed. I see it here. Once again, we're a small country and we have more, we're in touch more with what's going on. We see it around us. It's closer to us. We're talking corruption on a mass level, and they don't want to, they don't want anyone to talk about it, because if people start to question where does all the money go that people pay into the health system, they can't answer it.
Well, I'm sure that's
there's
right,
no accountability for it.
No, I'm sure it's the same in Greece. I'm not up to date with the situation in
Greece. I'm sure it's the same everywhere.
I'm sure it's the same everywhere. Well,
they've all been exposed. Every health system has been exposed. That's completely inadequate.
Yeah. Well, certainly to deal with a situation like this. I mean, they're very rickety and very inadequate. I think, by the way, this is reflects a lot the different responses. So countries like Germany, which have better run health services and cope with this kind of situation better than other countries. And I think Italy has been particularly badly hit because the health service there has been so run down for so long. I'm going to say something else, Alex. I mean, it does seem to me that if you actually look at which are the worst hit countries in the EU, the countries which have suffered most through European Union management are the ones that seem to be doing worst in this crisis. I mean, that doesn't seem to. I mean, you know, if you're looking at Italy or Spain or Greece, I suspect, I'm not up to date with the situation in Greece. They are doing much worse than the Northern Core. And I think there is a correlation there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Anyway, let's get on to
Let's get on to our video.
Yeah.